Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. Thank you very much for joining us, for hanging around. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. Don't forget all the other things you can do. You can read hundreds of articles, at least about a couple hundred that I've written, as well as a bunch of that my Brain Trust members have written. You can listen to archives of historic shows that we've done in the past. And you can also hear this show in a replay form, as well as the live simulcast. We also have it available in the replay. So the show that we do today is available for 24 hours, and if it's a Friday show, it's up all weekend. So check that out when you get a chance. It's a good resource, and it's all free, compliments of me and our wonderful sponsor partners, IBM, Office Depot, and Palo Alto Software. Pat Moorhead is our guest. He's an old friend of mine and been a member of our Brain Trust for a number of years, and you've heard him on this show before. He's Vice President of Consumer Advocacy at Advanced Micro Devices. He's our good friend. Pat, welcome back.
Jim, how are you doing this morning?
I'm great. It's good to have you back with us.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Pat is also the chairman of a group that I am fortunate to be part of, the Global Consumer Advisory Board. And Pat, you and I have talked a little bit about this before, but I want you're the brainchild of this group, and I want you to tell us a little bit about the Global Consumer Advisory Board.
Well, Jim, I appreciate the comments on being the brain trust, but we have 13 other members from around the world who really make it happen. You know, I'm just trying to orchestrate everything.
trying to keep this herd of cats going in the right direction, huh?
Exactly. So, Jim, I think the last time I was on, we dug a little bit deeper into the concept of this technology gap that we see today. You know, the technology gap is basically, you know, the fact that the technology industry is cranking out a lot of new technology at an amazing rate. You know, cell phones that are PDAs, PDAs that are cell phones. But, you know, the big question is are people really getting it? Are they really able to take advantage of all this technology at the same rate that it's coming out in the marketplace? So, you know, we dug in and tried to figure that out. And one of the key things that came out of our study of this technology gap with the GCAB was the fact that product complexity and the terminology that we use to describe technology is just way over most people's head. So we, and I appreciate all of your help on this, being on the subcommittee, came back with the world's first study to measure the impact that technology terminology, product complexity, and sort of the attitude of confusion has on people's willingness to buy technology.
Well, and you said it a minute ago, you talked about all the different products that we have and all the convergences happening out there. I mean, it's almost like people say, okay, maybe I'd like to have that product. And they start doing a little research. That's what I do whenever I'm getting ready to buy a new piece of technology. I do some due diligence. I try to find out, you know, which one I should buy. But sometimes, almost before I can make up my mind, the rules change. The target moves on me.
That's right. You know, technology is not like buying a pack of gum, right? Technology is a considered purchase. You know, anything you're going to spend over $500, you're going to think a few minutes about, and you're going to do a little bit of research.
$500? How about $50?
Yeah.
Some of us are going to bring that down to $50, Pat.
Yeah, exactly. I need to remember my audience here. Small business.
That's right, buddy. We've got our budgets. Our budgets ratcheted down to, if you got to spend more than $50.
You know, it's great that, you know, people can do research, and I think, you know, studies show that, you know, the average person, when they're making, you know, about a $1,000 technology decision, go to three or four places for information. whether it's a website, whether it's a brochure. And, you know, the most important thing that comes back is really word of mouth and trust. But, you know, what's interesting is that to be able to research, even do the research, you have to understand the terminology that you're using. And what the study showed conclusively was that people don't get the terminology that's being used in technology. Let me throw one out at you. You've seen the results, but I think that you know, your listeners, you know, would be interested in the fact that only a little slightly more than 50% of the people we gave survey to even understood what the word megahertz meant. Mm-hmm. Yet you see that in every Sunday circular around the country.
Yeah, it's a word that's used a lot. That's incredible. And folks, we got more of this information on the results of the research to tell you about. And maybe you'll see yourself in some of this research. 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When night's close at tired eye, I'll soon be with you, my love.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining us. Coming up in the show straight ahead, we've got John Deeney, Andrea Nuremberg, John Stanton, and Karen Kerrigan. And I'll tell you more about what they're going to talk about a little bit later on when they join us. I want to get back to our visit with our good friend Pat Moorhead, who's Vice President of Consumer Advocacy at Advanced Micro Devices. AMD, folks, is, I call them the little microprocessor manufacturer that could. What do you think, Pat? How's that sound?
Well, you know, I'd like to propose a different name, maybe, you know, the smaller challenger.
I like that.
We do have a special relationship with small business people and consumers alike. There's no question out there in the marketplace that AMD as a PC microprocessor company is looked at as the right choice. In fact, our highest percentage of market share is with small business people. So everybody out listening, I just want to thank you for that support.
All right, sounds good. And give us the website too, by the way, Pat.
It's www.amd.com.
All right, check that out. And give a couple of the brand names of your products, the Athlon processor.
That's right. We have the Athlon processor, the AMD Athlon processor for mobile computers and desktop computers, and we have the AMD Opteron processor for servers.
Okay. So those are some names that you might see on computer boxes or in literature that you see, and if when you see those, you'll know you're dealing with a product that's got the AMD processor in it. Okay, let's get back to some of the terminology that we tested in the research. The Global Consumer Advisory Board technology and complexity, I should say terminology and complexity research that we did. Go over some of the words that were difficult for our survey takers.
Yeah, what we did, Jim, is we scanned advertisements of major manufacturers of consumer electronics devices, cell phones, computers, you know, a top five feature, top 10 feature, things that were really being promoted. And we asked them, you know, can you, one out of three choices, can you define, you know, what megahertz means? Can you tell me what MP3, Bluetooth, DVR, megapixel? It's really an alphabet soup out there, and quite frankly, you know, if you're not paying attention, this terminology is going to go right past you.
Mm-hmm.
And what came back is only 3% of people aced the quiz, and there were 11 terms. Only three people got them all right. And some of the terms that, you know, have been around for 30 years, like megahertz, people didn't do as well as we had expected. So, you know, the industry really needs to think how it addresses this.
And by the way, folks, this research was conducted in the United States, in Great Britain, in China, and Japan, right? The fourth one was Japan.
That's right. We had over 1,500 participants, mm-hmm. and it was a mail-out survey, and we really looked at those three areas. One was the technology terminology. The second was complexity, and the third was sort of an attitude of confusion. The other thing that we made a real strong correlation between was not just the terminology, but also the fact that you know, and sometimes market research is a grasp of the obvious, people, when they thought things were too complicated, simply didn't buy. In fact, you know, 50% of the overall respondents said that, you know, they really were going to sit on the sidelines and not buy a PDA because it was too complicated.
Well, and even, you know, one of the things that I thought was interesting, even seven out of ten of those who were considered the most knowledgeable of computer users and of technology users, only 7 out of 10 could say what a megahertz was.
That's right.
So three of those people, I mean, these are heavy users. These are people who've been using technology for a long time. They didn't even know what megahertz was. And is that an indictment of them or of the technology industry, though?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it's an indictment of the technology industry. And I think it can be traced back to, you know, the people who are coming up with not what I would call brand names, because megahertz is not a brand name, but people who are coming up with de facto names, and they're typically the engineering community who drives that. So,
right. What does Bluetooth mean, for example? where did that come from?
Jim, you don't know what Bluetooth is?
What,
come on.
What kind of an acid trip was that guy on who came up with that name?
Well, it was a bunch of exuberant techies who sat in a room and tried to come up with a cool name. But Bluetooth was the name of a Scandinavian king who got different people in different parts of the lands to cooperate. Well, of course, it's Bluetooth. But technically, Bluetooth is the technology that is a high-speed personal area network that allows you to pretty much get rid of cables for printers and cables for PDAs.
One of the things that really struck me about this research, Pat, was, and as you know, you and I have talked about this, was that 62% said that they wish that they could have things just work and not have to have a lot of time setting them up. To me, this was the most, and it was a dramatic number too, but this was the most dramatic finding to me, was that people just wanted to have things work, not have to spend a lot of time setting it up, and that was irrespective of, I mean, that was not even the same thing as the terminology. I mean, this is just making the things work, and as a consumer of technology, and as somebody who has put a lot of technology pieces together, a lot of technology products together and installed them, I agree with them.
That's
and when
right.
we come back, I'm going to get your thoughts on that right after these messages. It's Tintail. We'll be right back with our good friend Pat Moorhead. He's with Advanced Micro Devices, and we're talking about how the Global Consumer Advisory Board is studying the technology gap and what are we going to do about it. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Pat Moorhead is our guest and an old friend of mine and a member of our Brain Trust. He's Vice President of Consumer Advocacy. Actually, Pat, you've got more assignments at AMD, don't you?
Yeah, you know, Jim, they just keep piling on at at AMD.
You got a promotion.
Yes, I did. And
I
also run corporate marketing for AMD, and that's basically the marketing of the corporation as opposed to the marketing of the products.
Folks, the cream just continues to rise to the top. Let's say it all together. Only the no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show. Only the best here. And congratulations, Pat.
Appreciate that.
Okay, I want to give the audience the website where they can go, and actually they can participate in this survey as well, can't they? Was it 10 questions?
Yeah, in fact, it's 11 questions on the terminology and then some attitudinal questions about technology. And, you know, Jim, this is a real hot topic. This just blew our socks off when we launched this research. You know, over 45,000 people have taken the test in its entirety.
Wow.
And compared that against the survey that we did. So there's a huge amount of buzz out there. And, in fact, there is a techie website where people chat back and forth, and we were the number one topic on the number one tech website for 3 days.
That's very exciting. The website, folks, is amdgcab.org. Just think of Advanced Micro Devices Global Consumer Advisory Board. That's the acronym for that, amdgcab.org. and check that out. Take the survey. It only takes a few minutes, just a very short time. Works like a charm, and then you'll be able to participate and put your input into this. And, Pat, the reason why I think it's important to tell people about this and encourage them to go there is because we're going to do something with this information, aren't we?
That's right. You know, it's one thing to do the research and say you have a problem, but it's a whole other different thing to get action here. And, you know, Jim, you know, it's like the 12-step program. First, you have to admit you have a problem. And I don't think the industry has admitted that it does have a problem. And, you know, the last 20 years when there was, you know, double-digit compound annual growth rates, it wasn't an issue. But, you know, the tech industry has slowed down a little. And I think it's healthy to look at what you can do to get this thing moving again. So it's really a multi-part operation here. First thing is to get a lot of awareness for what the issue is. And not only is that doing things like talking with your listeners, but also leveraging our relationships that AMD has with players like Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard Company, IBM, sharing this information with them, and also sharing the information with the groups that actually come up with names like Bluetooth, mm-hmm. FireWire, that the confusion.
We're having those guys arrested, by the way, aren't we?
I think we are, and you know, we're not actually pointing a finger because you know, these names actually resonate very well with what we would call the tech enthusiast audience.
Right.
But you really get in trouble when you go mainstream. And, you know, the mainstream market's 90% of the market, so we need to do something about it.
Well, exactly, and so we're going to distribute this information, folks, and get it out there, and the findings, and make some. You know, we've even talked about establishing some standards, haven't we, Pat, that the industry could use that would help consumers to adopt the technology products of the future.
That's right. That's one of the next steps we're looking at. You know, complexity is only part of the equation to narrow the technology gap. There's other issues like relevancy. You know, there's only 6 out of 10 Americans has access to a personal computer, and that's been at 60% for about 4 years, and that's a problem, you know. The strength of America over the last two decades has been on the back of partially of the high tech economy, mm-hmm. And if our own population is not adopting technology quicker than the rest of the people in the different countries, you know, I see our competitive nature at risk.
The good news, though, I see out there, Pat, is in the news statistics on the adoption of broadband. That's very exciting, isn't it?
That's right. It's very exciting, and it to me, it's most exciting because the government hasn't taken a huge role in it. You know, you can compare economies like Korea, where
right.
they have the highest broadband penetration of any country, but that's because the government subsidized the broadband.
Exactly. Yeah, Pat, that's going to have to be the last word. We've got so much more to talk about. You're going to come back another day, and we'll continue this discussion, right?
Jim, I'd love to come back and talk about two other exciting projects we're working on.
Thank you, Pat. We'll do that real soon. Pat Moorhead, ladies and gentlemen, with Advanced Micro Devices. That's AMD.com. Don't forget to check them out, too. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.